Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 17 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal in recording this podcast is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Now, obviously, part of building a stronger practice has to be managing expectations. And that's our theme for this week. Did you catch yesterday's episode? We talked about getting approval to move on to the next phase of the project. How many times have you finished the work of a certain phase, or at least so you thought, and then you moved on to the next phase, only for the client to come back and say, hey, what about this? Or can we revisit this? Or can we change this? What happens from there? Are you arguing about additional services? Do you essentially say yes and try to come back and get additional services later? I worked with someone once that hated bringing up the additional services conversation so much that he would just do the extra work and then invoice the client for it later. Can you imagine how those conversations went once the client received the invoice? Let me just say that it was never pretty. Draw the line. Get approval. That's the best advice that I have. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 16. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour long and there's over 100 questions and comments on the topic. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I get into some of the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and maybe becoming part of those live conversations every afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue on the theme of managing expectations by talking about boundaries. How do you handle clients that get upset if you're not available 24/7? I've been there. You probably have too. You've got that client that calls or they email or maybe even worse, text you all hours of the day and night. And it's not just that they're contacting you during your off hours, it's that they expect a response. Maybe they even get upset that you're not available all the time. How do you handle that? Obviously, communication has changed over the years, and of course, there's a different expectation attached to every form of communication. But that's not really the point, is it? If your client prefers to text, that's fine. Texting is simply a tool. But you don't expect your neighbor to fire up their new jackhammer at 3 a.m. just because they have it and they need to break up a concrete slab outside your daughter's bedroom window. So how do you set and how do you enforce proper boundaries for your sake and for the sake of your relationship with your client? This is one of those things that I firmly believe needs to be explicitly addressed from the very beginning of the relationship. It needs to be explained and even documented in your agreement. Saying, sorry, you texted outside of my normal business hours sounds simple, but at least if that expectation is addressed in your agreement, you have something to fall back on. So I want to know, how do you set the boundaries, and especially, how do you enforce them? Let's figure it out before it becomes a big source of frustration and begins to deteriorate your relationship with your client. This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.